From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A company in San Antonio, Texas, is creating what it's calling the world's first embryo bank. The embryos in the bank will not be used for research. Instead, they'll be available to infertile couples who wish to have a child. NPR's Joe Palca reports that even so, the very notion of an embryo bank raises some difficult legal and ethical questions.
Jenilee Ryan wants to help people have children. For the past 20 years or so, she's been running an adoption agency in Texas. The embryo bank was her idea.
I've labeled it the world's first human embryo bank, although as of yet, it's a bank without anything in it. And the reason for that is because as these embryos become available to families that are looking for children, they're all taken.
To produce the first set of embryos for the bank, Ryan found a young woman willing to supply her eggs. The sperm she bought over the internet. Put the two together, you get an embryo.
We charge $2,500 per embryo, which goes towards the cost of the services, and that includes the medications, the fees that the egg donors are paid, and so forth.
Ryan claims she has clients lining up to pay for embryos. But ethicist and lawyer George Annis of Boston University isn't sure this is such a good thing. Anna says paying for an embryo isn't the same as paying for eggs and sperm.
We treat embryos much, much different, and I think rightfully so, than sperm or eggs when they're separate. Once we put them together, we've created this unique construct.
And although generally Ryan says she's not selling the embryos, but selling the service of providing them, the whole business makes Annis uncomfortable.
Gets too close to buying and selling children, which I hope no one would ever be for.
Annis also worries that even if it's not really buying children, it does turn the embryo into a commodity that you shop for instead of a potential human being. And there's another question this new embryo bank raises.
To whom do these embryos belong?
Doug Powers is scientific director of the fertility clinic Boston IVF. He says typically when a couple creates embryos in order to have a baby, as parents, they have legal rights to the embryos. But in the case of the embryo bank, Power says neither the sperm donor nor the egg donor has any intention of becoming a parent.
Do these embryos belong to a corporation? It's a very strange idea.
But generally, Ryan says, in fact, that's the case.
We own all the embryos. So once the embryos are created, those are our bank of embryos, so to speak.
Until the embryo is transferred to the prospective mother. Ryan says her legal claim to the embryo is no different than the legal claim of a scientist given the embryos for stem cell research. And unlike stem cell researchers, Ryan says she's trying to turn these embryos into babies, not destroy them.
I'm not troubled by what I do. I think what I do is wonderful, and the people that I work with do as well.
So far, Ryan says two women have become pregnant using embryos she arranged to have a fertility clinic in New York create. She says a second round of embryos will be ready for transfer soon. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.